Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. I got to get it right. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can visit us, send us an email too. It's marsilieins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Now, this week's podcast has, it seems like a little bit of a downer as far as the title, Wedding Day Blues. But I'm here to tell you that what we're going to talk about today will hopefully help to quell whatever may cause blues on your wedding day. Just recently, I got contacted by a client who is getting married in September and let me know that the venue that they are planning on having the reception at wanted to have a liability policy. And she asked me if we did such a thing. And I told her a resounding yes. And I was able to get her a quote fairly quickly for a product that I have used for several years now through one of our carriers, USLI. And it is called their Wedding Plus Insurance Plan. Now, what this plan does is it covers many of the aspects when it comes to a wedding, reception, rehearsal dinner, breakfast, all the different aspects when it comes to a wedding to afford different coverages as needed. And I thought it would be a good idea to break down five of the most important coverages that you need to have when it comes to your special wedding day. And talk a little bit about where coverage may or may not be afforded, okay? So first off, I want to talk about the USLI's Wedding Plus insurance plan. They do have varying levels of coverage that you can purchase. The base plan is what most of my clients go for because it meets the requirements of the various venues. And also affords them probably enough coverage that they feel that they need. Now, of course, some of these plans you can increase for an additional premium, of course. But I thought I would go through the base plan and some of the coverages that are included as a part of the base plan. So why don't we go ahead and look at those today. The first is one of the most important, and that is general liability coverage. All right. This general liability coverage will cover in case a guest gets injured while at the wedding or reception. So, for example, a guest trips over a carpet, falls down, and breaks their kneecap. All right. There is medical payments coverage of $1,000 that's afforded. Okay. If that guest wants more than $1,000 to cover their medical bills, they would have to find you as the provider of the event or the host of the event liable for their injuries. All right. If that does happen, if you are found liable for their injuries, there is a general liability coverage. Most the minimums that I see are $1 million. It's $1 million per occurrence, $2 million aggregate. So what that means is up to one occurrence, They will pay out $1 million with a total policy limit of $2 million. So you can have like two $1 million occurrences, four $500,000 occurrences, extrapolate it out however you want. But that's usually the limit that I see that is required by a lot of the facilities, is the $1 million per occurrence, $2 million aggregate. Now, the general liability also includes property damage of $100,000. So in case you or a guest damage the facility, somebody spills a glass of red wine on the white carpet and it needs to get cleaned up. Uncle George gets blasted out of his brain, jumps up on a table and starts dancing and then breaks the table. You know, whatever other mishaps may happen that damage the facility, you've got up to $100,000 in property damage coverage to cover that. Another thing that people don't think about that this general liability includes is product liability. Now, of course, you're not selling products or anything like that, but most receptions, they do have a dinner. So you are serving food, or a caterer is serving food and drink. If a guest gets sick because of the food, maybe the food's spoiled, maybe there's something that was added to it that made the person sick. We're not talking about somebody that just had had the flu and showed up and just started throwing up. It has to be caused by the food or the drink that's being served. You're thinking that, hey, I didn't make the food. It was the caterer that made the food, so of course they're going to sue the caterer. And this is true, but again, you're the host of the event. So when a lawyer talks to this person that gets sick on the food, they're going to say, hey, let's sue the caterer because they're the one that prepared and served the food. And why don't we sue the host of the event, because you wouldn't have gotten sick if you weren't at the event. So they could come after you. General liability, again, with this plan, covers product liability in case of a situation where you are sued because somebody got sick on the food. Very, very important thing to think about, for sure. All right. The second most important coverage to have is what's called host liquor liability. All right. What that is in case a guest imbibes a little bit too much, gets in their car, goes down the road, and gets into a serious accident, seriously injures or kills somebody, you know, obviously they're going to sue the guest. They're going to sue the owner of the vehicle if the guest is an owner of the vehicle. And they're going to sue the person or facility that apparently overserved or served alcohol to this person. And that's where your host liquor liability comes into. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, I don't need to get host liquor liability because my homeowners or my condo owners or my manufactured home owners or my renter's insurance has host liquor liability on it. This is true. If you're not in the business of selling alcohol, if you're having a party and you serve alcohol at no charge, you do have some liability coverage on your homeowner's, condo, manufactured home, or renter's policy. Okay, thing is the venues today, they will require at least a minimum of $1 million for host liquor liability. And many homeowners, condo owners, manufactured home, and renters insurance policies don't have liability limits that go that high. I've got one or two carriers, I believe, that you can increase your personal liability to $1 million. That's well and good. If you can increase your homeowners, manufactured home, condo, or renters insurance to $1 million, okay, you've met that requirement number one, having $1 million. Usually with venues and facilities, they have a second requirement, and that is they want to be listed as additional insured for host liquor liabilities. So in case You know, the facility may not be in the business of selling or serving alcohol. You may hire a caterer or a bartender to come in and take care of that, okay? Well, the facility may not be in the business of selling or furnishing alcohol. So at that point, of course, the facility wants to be protected in case they are sued because it happened at their location. So that's why they want to be added as additional insured for liquor liability. Trouble is a homeowner's, condo owner's, manufactured home or renter's policy does not allow you to add additional insureds to those policies. For obvious reasons, you can't add a commercial business as an additional insured on a personal policy. The liquor liability with the Wedding Plus insurance plan or policy allows you to add up to 3 additional insureds at no additional charge. So you can add that venue or that event space as an additional insured to this policy. It's not going to cost you anything extra. Affords them host liquor liability as well as yourself. It's a great coverage to have, so certainly something to look into. And the third one is kind of important. Not as important as the general liability and host liquor liability, but wedding attire. The Wedding Plus endorsement, the basic plan includes $1,000 to either repair or replace the bride or groom's attire in case of damage or theft. All right. Now, I would assume that, I'm sure you've read over the past year, there have been many, many articles happening with bridal boutiques, national chains that abruptly went out of business, did not refund deposits, and kept dresses for the ladies that were paying on them. I would see that as theft because you've paid money. They did not follow through on their end of the bargain. So I would see that as theft. So I could see that this $1,000 for wedding attire coming into play in a situation like that where a business abruptly goes bankrupt and out of business, taking your money and not giving you a product. So $1,000 may cover a tuxedo. You know, wedding dresses these days, you know, could be in the thousands of dollars. This particular coverage can be increased. There are a few coverages that can be increased for an additional price, but the base policy, the base plan, includes $1,000 for wedding attire at no additional charge, which is nice. The next one is another good one. There was a story locally here last fall. This happened to somebody, lost deposit coverage. If a vendor goes bankrupt, closes its doors, or fails to show up, you would get up to $1,000 for lost deposits. Now, we had this last year locally where somebody had paid their money to have their reception at an event center. The event center went bankrupt. And did not return deposits. People were having to sue to get their money back. It was a whole big deal, and these people had to scramble to find another venue in order to have their wedding. And luckily, another venue wanting the publicity of being, a team player, wanting to help the community, stepped up and said, "Hey, you could have it at our facility at no charge," which is a great feel-good story. It's great for the couple that was getting married. It's great for the venue itself because, like I said, the news coverage, having this venue step up and say, "Hey, you can have it here. We're sorry that this other place flaked out on you. We would like to have you have your event at our place and do that at no charge." So lost deposits, you get up to $1,000. You can increase that again, so that if you have a caterer that flakes out on you, a photographer that flakes out on you, the venue flakes out on you, any one of those vendors that goes bankrupt or does not show up, that you've paid a deposit on, you would have coverage to go to this policy and get your deposit back. But again, the base policy only affords $1,000. And then lastly, this one I think is a pretty big one, gift coverage. Now, recently, there was a news story, recently, within the last 2 months, and it was on national news, so I'm sure you probably have seen it. An older woman was caught on video camera going into the reception of a couple that had just gotten married. She did not know any of the people there. She just showed up, wandered around, kind of pretended like she was there, found out where the gifts were being held, and basically took, I think it was all the money envelopes or all the envelopes that were on the table, and grabbed a few of the gifts, shoved them in her purse, and walked out. Thousands of dollars in gifts were taken. They're trying to track down this lady. I wasn't sure. It almost sounded like I should do a follow-up on that. It sounded like that they had an idea of who this person was, but I haven't heard anything since, so maybe this one is still on the loose. But that can happen. People can unfortunately be unscrupulous like that and go into a reception and steal envelopes and gifts. You see an envelope at a reception, almost guaranteed there's money in it. So if you don't have somebody at a gift table keeping an eye on stuff, there's a big chance that that could get stolen. With this company, USLI's Wedding Plus insurance plan, the base plan includes $1,000 for gift coverage in case the gifts are stolen. Again, you may want to consider increasing that to, I don't know, maybe $5,000 or $10,000, just to cover at least the money envelopes, at least, to get maybe $5,000 in coverage, to cover the gifts and the envelopes. $1,000 when it comes to a wedding, as far as wedding gifts, depending on the wedding, it may not go too far. It may be just enough coverage. Who knows, depending on, how many people you're having, how many people bring gifts. So it's something that you may want to consider. But for a lot of weddings, $1,000 for gifts could be enough. So there are many other coverages. There's special jewelry coverage. And that would cover, what's the old wedding, the bride thing goes, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. A lot of times something borrowed is maybe grandma's diamond necklace or, grandma's diamond earrings or mom's, ring or, some piece of jewelry that would be sentimental to have in the reception that's not owned by you. This USLI plan, I believe, covers $1,500 for a special jewelry item. Again, that's not owned by you. This is something that's being loaned to you as a part of the wedding. I would hope that your wedding rings are already scheduled on your homeowner's, renter's, condo, or manufactured home policy. The special jewelry coverage has to do with being loaned or borrowing a piece of jewelry from someone else. Other coverages like rain date coverage, postponement, cancellation coverage. There are a bunch of other coverages that are included as a part of the Wedding Plus insurance package. So it's certainly something that will help minimize your blues on your wedding day. If you want more information on this, if you live in the state of Michigan and you'd like me to put together a quote for you, hey, feel free to give me a call. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.